You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is March 28th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, and then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube channel that is updated every Wednesday and Saturday. And then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to check out the blog and give it some love. And then go check out my upcoming book, www.cdsthebook.com. And make sure you follow me on all the socials. And let's get into it, shall we? So, wow, guys, it has been a very interesting week. Like all of last week, right before my birthday, I was dealing with some serious depression and just like feeling like blah. And like after my birthday, like this joyous wave of just feeling good about myself like showed up. And so I'm very, very thankful that I'm back on an uptick because, you know, I'm starting to go longer and longer without like periods of having depression and dealing with just like feeling down in the dumps and whatever else. But you know, it just makes me thankful for those days where the sun's out, you know, metaphorically speaking, like when the sun's out and just, you know, you're feeling good about yourself or whatever. So but anyways, like this whole week has just been one interesting thing after another. Like, I've had several people in my life and like a couple of strangers just trauma dump on me and like open up and like just tell me things that I feel like they really had no one else to talk to about. And it's a very humbling experience when stuff like that happens to me, because one, I'm thinking like, well, you know, thank you for divulging this to me. And also thank you for considering me a safe space to work through some of these demons or just get it off your chest what's going on. And I had a professional person tell me some pretty tragic stuff. And, you know, it completely blurs the lines between, you know, the different levels of professionalism. Like, you know, but I just told this person, I said, you know, if you need to talk, because this is something massive in your life, if you need to talk, I'm here for you. You know, I'm a certified peer counselor, and it would not blur the lines between us in your profession and me coming to you. And, you know, whatever you need to talk about, I'm here for you. But you definitely need to see somebody and talk to somebody about it, because, you know, what you just told me is not anything that any one person should have to go through. And, you know, this goes out to everyone, okay? If you are going through some shit and you do not have a support system in your life that you feel that you can talk to without being judged or made fun of or whatever else, you really need to evaluate the people in your life, because those people are not good people. Like, yeah, they might have their their good points or whatever, but everyone should have that one friend or a group of friends that are not only supportive, but just have the ability to hold space for you. And, you know, asking for help and actively seeking out help is never a bad thing. It is actually really good. And I know that there's this whole stigma behind mental health, and especially for men or ethnic communities. But, you know, it's time. You know, it's 2024. It's time to put those fears and those biases behind us and start working on healing ourselves, healing those generational traumas that have happened, and just trying to do better by ourselves. Not by ourselves like, you know, all by yourself, but by yourselves in the aspect of, you know, doing good for yourself. So, anyways, I just told this person, like, you know, please talk to somebody that isn't a family member. Even if you get onto, like, a Reddit page and post under a pen name or something, get it off of you. Don't let it sit there and fester. So, anyways, and then I've had friends come to me who were just like, Michael, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And there's a few people in my life that when they start to talk to me, I have to ask them, are you venting or do you want a dialogue? And a lot of times, you know, people just need to vent. And I'm starting to get better with identifying venting versus dialogue needs. But a lot of times people don't want to be fixed or don't need to be fixed. They just need to vent and, like, get it off of their chest or whatever. And that's the biggest part of holding space for people, is just sitting there, letting them trauma dump, letting them just get everything that has been bothering them off their chest, letting them just, like, decompress. Because the gift of your time is more valuable and more precious to somebody who is going through some shit and just doesn't have anyone. So, like, you know, practice listening, active listening, listening to what people are saying, looking at their body language, looking at, like, how they're acting and reacting, what is, like, their energy mood, like, what, you know, all these things. These are things that you need to look at when trying to help other people. Even if you are feel like you yourself are broken, you know, broken people can heal broken people. You know, I hear this so often, though, broken people hurt broken people or whatever. And it's just like, you know, well, why can't broken people heal broken people? Like, I recognize the trauma. I recognize the cracks and breaks in who I am, my character flaws. And I recognize your breaks and flaws and character flaws, but let's do something to support one another. So, very, very humbling. And, you know, every once in a while, I just light a candle and I let it burn until it completely puts itself out. And, you know, usually I light these candles with intentions. And so the other day I just lit a 73-hour candle, one of those glass votive candles that you can get at, like, the Dollar Tree in different colors. Sometimes you see them in religious settings or whatever, or, you know, sometimes if you go to, like, a bodega or something like that, they'll have, like, a picture of Jesus or St. Jude or something like that. Well, I go to the Dollar Tree and I get just the plain colored candles in the glass tubes, and they usually burn for about 2 to 4 days depending on the wax mixture used. But anyways, every so often I will just light a candle and say a little something, put my thoughts out into the universe, and kind of like manifestation, you know. And so I did this Monday night, and it's just been interesting how things have like started changing for me, and like some of the things that I'm worried about have been taken care of. Some of the things that I couldn't figure out how to tie up have presented ways for me to like tie it up and like close one chapter to start another chapter. And you know, I'm not a very religious person in any sense of the word, or by any stretch of the imagination, but I am a spiritual person. And so call it prayer, call it meditation, call it manifestation, call it God, the universe, whatever you want to label it. You know, I just do this every so often. And, you know, it helps to heal me a little bit. And a lot of times I don't have somebody to talk to, so I just voice it to the universe. Like I'll put all of my problems or whatever out there, just like talking like what I'm doing right now, except for, you know, I'm recording a podcast. But I'll have a conversation by myself, like just sitting in my living room and like looking at the wall and just talking and just getting it up off of me. And so we all do what we have to do in order to get from 1 minute to the next, and a lot of times that's all you can do. But moving on from there, and like the kind of heavy mental health stuff, I've been really enjoying a couple of programs on TV. One of them is Shogun, and I thought it was like the 1970s, 80s Shogun, and I thought it was just going to be a remix of that, but no, this is like really freaking amazingly good, and is taking place in like old Japan, when like the Portuguese and the Catholics were first exploring the Orient and stuff like that. And it's a really good show, and most of it is in Japanese, and they have subtitling and stuff, and I usually do not watch anything with subtitling, but for whatever reason, this has me so engaged that the subtitling doesn't bother me. Even like when I watch anime and stuff like that, I will always look for the dubbed version versus the subbed version, because I feel like in anime and stuff like that, it takes away from me being able to acknowledge what's really happening on screen, because I'm like trying to read and keep up with everything. But so if you haven't seen it yet, Shogun is really freaking amazing. The other show that I'm watching is The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. And I have never been a Walking Dead fan up until just like the last year and a half. One day I sat down and I was like, okay, you know what? There is nothing else to watch. I've watched all of the movies and most of the programming on Netflix. Let me just see what the fuck this Walking Dead is all about. So in a month, I burned through the entirety of The Walking Dead. I have watched all of the Daryl Dixon. I haven't watched Fear the Walking Dead or some of the other spinoffs, which I need to watch because I think that it ties in with what The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Lived, because there was a lot of innuendos and stuff that was calling back to other programs, and I know that if I watch those, it wouldn't like make more sense, but I know enough of the storyline to like find it enjoyable. And then the other thing that I am watching that I am just like nerd raging over is X-Men 97. God damn, I did not realize how much my geeky teenager heart needed that show. Like, I love the X-Men. And so growing up, Marvel and comics and like just Marvel, DC, comics, cartoons, and stuff like that. Batman, the animated series, X-Men, the animated series, like Gargoyles, all of those like really played a huge, critical, crucial role in my life. All my friends around me were doing drugs and like getting fucked up and, you know, doing regular teenage angst and stuff like that. And for me, I dove head first into the comics, into the cartoons, into like the geeky stuff. And so I always attributed like Marvel Comics as being my anti-drug, because that's what got me hooked. Was, you know, growing up, I always loved Superman, I always loved He-Man and stuff like that, but it wasn't until I was like 11 or 12 that I was introduced to the X-Men. And so every day after school, the X-Men animated show would come on. And I was just like so dumbfounded and awestruck by it. Like, this was amazing. And so now with X-Men 97, it's a continuation of the story from the 90s. And along with this continuation, there is also like updated animation style, but it's like that 90s animation style, not like the newer, more rounded, featured. I mean, if you're not into animation or cartoons, you're not really going to understand what I mean, but you know, there is a huge difference in animation styles from, back then to now. Like, anyways, God, it has me screaming, it has me crying, it has all of the emotions going on for me right now. And one of my all-time favorite X-Men is Storm. And in the animated series, they never really did right by Storm. They never really showcased how truly powerful and immensely, like, strong she was. And within the first two episodes of X-Men 97, they gave us the goddess that she actually is and how powerful she actually is. And in the Marvel Comics X-Men universe, they give a power rating to the mutants on the Omega level is usually like the most powerful of mutants, and they acknowledge the fact that she was an Omega level mutant, and just the like Shakespearean way that she speaks and commands her powers, it's like absolutely amazing. So, you know, again, if you're not into comics and cartoons, this isn't going to mean anything to you, but you know, there it is. Sorry about that. What else? Oh, so outside of movies and comics and stuff like that, I've been playing a couple of new games on my phone, and they are brain puzzle games that have really just made me appreciate like technology and the fact that in our pockets we have a device that is capable of communication to anywhere in the world, has the compendium of the entirety of knowledge right at our fingertips, and we can download entertainment to it. We can use it to capture moments. We can use it to record podcasts, you know. And we have so many creative developers out there that are creating these games that help with neuroplasticity and helping with just like boredom busters and stuff like that. So, the new game that I'm like really addicted to right now is called Hexa Spin or Hexa Title, something like that. Anyways, you get these colored hexagon tiles and you have to stack them up according to color. So you'll have like a stack that has yellow, blue, and green in it, and then you'll have another stack next to it that has red and black, and a stack next to it that has a dark blue, a magenta, a white, and say a red. And then you have four or five pieces that have those various colors in it, and then you have to try to match it up. And when you get like, say you have four yellow on one stack, two yellow on another stack, and one of the stacks that you can use to play has three yellow, you would set that yellow down, and then all the yellow tiles would fall into place, and then it would reveal the next color down, and then that would go to the next color over if it matched or whatever. And so there's just a lot of having to think and put yourself a couple of moves ahead, and like there's been a few times where I've had to restart the game, but it's been a lot of fun. And if you look in the show notes down below, you can also see some of the games that we can play together. And especially if like you have a Nintendo Switch or whatever, and you want to play me on like Mario Kart, or you want to play against me on Super Mario Brothers or whatever, you know, that would be awesome. But anyways, guys, I am going to let you go. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. And like I said, make sure you follow me on all the different socials. All those links are going to be down below. And also check out my upcoming book. Like I said at the beginning, it's www.cdsthebook.com. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.